The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
What are the definitions of faith and belief? Is there really any difference between these two English words? Why do translations of the Bible use one word or the other? Also, what if you believe something based on seeing it? Is it then not belief? Is it no longer faith because you saw it? Welcome, friend. This is Grace in Focus. We're glad you're with us today. And this is a ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. We're located in North Texas, and we have a website. We'd love for you to learn more about us there. And our website is a place where you can learn about our magazine, also called Grace in Focus. And you can sign up or subscribe for it. It is a free magazine, beautifully done, full color, great articles, full-length magazine. And as stated, it is free. Only except if you live outside of the 48 contiguous United States, you do have to pay the postage. It is a great deal of physical magazine that you can receive and read called Grace in Focus. Sign up today at faithalone.org. Now with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Ken Yates.
Bob, I think we got a great question, and it deals with the difference between believe and faith. This question is asked by Marty, and here's his question. He says, I've been a follower of GES for many years, but was surprised to see that you have the same definition for believe and faith, and that definition is the conviction that something is true. And then the question is, do you see any difference between those two words, believe and faith? An expression I've heard is that I'll believe it when I see it. If I believe something after seeing it, is it faith?
That's a phenomenal question. I love it. I hear this a lot. Well, let's begin at the top. The words believe and faith. Okay, in Greek, what is the verb I believe? What is that in Greek, Ken?
Pistuo.
And what is the noun faith?
Pistis. So obviously those are related, or what will we say, cognates, right?
Cognates. Both start with the letters P-I-S-T, pistuo and pistis. They're called cognates. That means one is the verbal equivalent of the other. Pistuo is the verbal equivalent of the noun pistis. Well, why is it then that in English we translate one believe and the other faith? Why isn't it believe and belief? Do you know the answer to that, Ken?
Well, my guess is that one is a verb and one is a noun.
But they could be belief. Belief is a noun.
Right.
Why didn't we say, and belief comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Or a man is justified by belief and not by works of the law. Why do we say faith?
That's a great...
I have an answer for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
Art Farstad, who was a linguist, what you call a polyglot, someone who learned many languages, he used to have his devotions on a rotating basis between Greek and Hebrew, French, Norwegian, because he was Norwegian, and I think he used the Latin Vulgate. He had about seven different languages he could do devotions in. And he wrote an article for us. You can go to faithalone.org. And he said it's because of the words. Have you ever heard of Anglo-Saxon, Ken?
Oh, yeah.
I thought Anglo-Saxon meant a white European, right?
I did too.
It doesn't. The Saxons were one group of people. The Anglos were another group of people. And they're the people who colonized what we call the United Kingdom, the Anglos and the Saxons. And so what happened is some words in English come from the Anglo language and some words come from the Saxon language. Well, believe comes from one of the two and faith comes from the other. And so it's just an anomaly that we don't have believe and belief.
Ah.
The King James translators could have said belief instead of faith. But they chose the word faith. So in answer to Marty's question, really the words believe and faith are saying the same thing.
So it would be convinced that something is true.
So let's take his question. Let's say, for example, that you see someone robbing a bank. Does that mean you don't believe it?
Well, I would say you believe it because you're convinced it's true, and one of the main reasons is you see it.
Okay, so would that be faith or would that be something else?
No, I would say that that is faith.
Right. So if I saw Jesus risen from the dead and I believed he rose from the dead, wouldn't I have faith that he rose from the dead?
Yes. So you believe it and you have faith. Same thing.
Okay, but here's something to keep in mind. Not everybody who saw the miracles of Jesus was convinced that he was the Messiah, right?
Right.
In fact, some of the people who saw the miracles of Jesus evidently believed that they weren't really miracles.
And others believed that they were done by Satan, probably deceptive.
But they didn't believe even though they saw. Remember Jesus after Thomas sees Jesus risen from the dead? And he says, blessed are you, but blessed are those who have not seen yet believe. Thomas believed when he saw Jesus, nail-pierced hands and his side, and he touched him. He was convinced Jesus rose from the dead. Of course, he was already born again, but that's when he believed he had risen from the dead. It wasn't enough for him that the other apostles told him, we've seen the Lord. That's why he's sometimes called Doubting Thomas. But the point is, Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. It's all belief. It's believing whether we see or whether we don't see. It's believing whether we accept the testimony of someone else or we see for ourselves.
We will rejoin in just a moment. But years ago, Zane Hodges wrote The Gospel Under Siege. Sadly, this is still true, and GES President Bob Wilkin has recently written its sequel. Bob's new book, The Gospel Is Still Under Siege, is a book about theological clarity on the biblical teaching about eternal salvation. It is available now. Secure yours today at the Grace Evangelical Society's bookstore. Find it at faithalone.org/store. That's faithalone.org/store. Now back to today's content.
I'll believe it if I see it. That's not necessarily true. There's lots of people who've seen things and don't believe it.
And the other issue that Marty brings up is when it says, now faith is the evidence of things not seen. I would say to that, what the author of Hebrews has in mind is he's talking about specifically believing in rewards in the world to come. And nobody has seen those.
That certainly fits the rest of Hebrews 11, right? Because the whole of the chapter is about the Hebrew Hall of Fame and about the rewards that all of these great believers of the Old Testament who were faithful to the Lord, like Moses, was looking forward to a reward. Abraham was looking to a city.
And at the end of the chapter, he says, they did not receive what was promised them. So none of them saw these things, but they were convinced that it's true.
Paul, in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7, he says, we walk by faith, not by sight. Well, he's not saying there's nothing in the Christian life that we see.
Right.
What he's saying is, if you go back to chapter 4 and verse 11, that we don't see the kingdom yet. We don't see righteousness in our world yet. But we walk by faith in what is to come.
We're convinced that it's true, even though none of us have seen it.
And so there are some things which we haven't seen yet and we believe, but there are other things which we have seen and we believe. Like, I believe I'm married to my wife. I've seen her and I believe I'm married. And it's not a lack of faith to say, because I see her, I don't have faith in her. No, because I see her, I do have faith in her.
Yeah, and I think another point that you made that was really good was, what was it that Thomas believed when he saw? It wasn't that he believed he had eternal life in Jesus. He already believed that. It was the resurrection. Did he bodily rise from the dead? He was not convinced that was true until he saw him. But when he saw him, he was convinced that it was true, and he believed it. He had belief. I found that discussion by Art about the Anglos and the Saxons fascinating. He had faith, but it's really saying the same thing. It's just a different word that's being used.
Right. I love the question from Marty because there's a whole lot of people in Christianity who want to say there's a difference between believing and having faith. And under this system, you don't really have faith unless you don't see it.
Right.
So in this system, what God's calling us for in order to be justified is to believe something we can't see. If that were true, how did Paul get justified on the road to Damascus?
Yeah, he saw the Lord.
He saw him face to face, and that's when he came to faith. We don't say that's when he came to believe, although that's true too. We say that's when he came to faith. So faith is being convinced that something is true, whether we see it or whether we don't.
And even in the Gospel of John, Bob, the miracles were something you could see so that you would believe.
Right. John 20, verse 30, many other signs Jesus did in the presence of his disciples, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The believing comes from the seeing the signs. In our case, we didn't see the signs, but we read about the signs.
But there were people there who did see them and believed. And obviously, there's things that we see that we believe that others don't see, and yet they are convinced that it is true. Millions of examples of that. There are many things that I have not seen that I believe, and the people who did see them believe them. Well, we both have faith. We both believe. Some of us saw it, some of us didn't.
Well, let me give you one final example. I saw the lunar landing in 1969. I was alive in 1969, and I saw pictures from the moon of people getting off the rover. What was it called? It was called what was the landing craft called? I can't remember. But they got off and said one small step. I think that...
Was it the Eagle? The Eagle was landed?
The Eagle's landed. And wasn't it Armstrong that said one small step?
Right.
And one giant step for mankind? I saw that with my own eyes. There were a whole lot of other people that have seen that too. And lots of people don't believe it.
Yeah.
They say that was a Hollywood production.
And there's people who have not seen it and believe it.
Because faith is simply being persuaded or convinced. So great question, Marty. And thank you all for listening. And let's all keep grace
in focus.
We would love to know where you are when you are listening to us. Please take a short minute to send us the call letters of this station and the city where you are listening and how many times a week you listen. Thank you. You will be helping us with our stewardship. Send it to radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. We are so thankful for our financial partners who keep us on the air. Every gift is tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can give, go to faithalone.org. On our website, we have a church tracker. It's an easy-to-use map that will help you locate those other Free Grace churches that might be in your area. So come visit us at the website and take advantage of our free church tracker. It's at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. Thank you for joining us, friend, each day this week, and join us again next week after you have a great weekend in fellowship at a Bible-believing church. And all the while, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.